We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E, power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Slim Chickens for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Oklahoma State will head into the final week of the regular season on a four-game winning streak. Yesterday, a 20-13 win in Morgantown, West Virginia, over the West Virginia Mountaineers. If you want some context as to the success of this Oklahoma State team, here's something you can ponder. In the last 10 years in the Big 12 Conference, there are now only four teams that have started four seniors on offense and defense or less and won eight games or more. The Cowboys this season, the Cowboys in 2015, Texas in 2012, Oklahoma in 2010. It does not happen very often, even with teams that are historically successful, that you start four seniors or less among your offensive and defensive players and win eight games or more. It doesn't seem like a big deal until you research it and then you realize, whoa, this is actually a pretty big deal. Still got one left with Oklahoma on Saturday. Of course, the defense has put together four consecutive strong outings. In fact, I think it's been posted on Twitter that it's been basically more than 30 years. Got to go back to the mid-80s to find the last time that Oklahoma State held four consecutive conference opponents. So I believe it's 20 points or less, if I have that note right, to 28 points or less. That's the note we had. So lots of good things to talk about, and certainly a great turnaround here down the stretch with four straight wins as this young team just continued to grow up. As the official grocery partner for Cowboy Football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Two ways you can send a question to us here tonight. You can send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. That's 405-747-0338. Or you may use my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Hey parents, have you signed your kids up for the Pistol Pete's Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $30, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, have exclusive access to parties with the athletes, and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Go Pokes!
So who's with me? Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed.
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Hey, Cowboys fans, put your game face on this football season with the OSU Visa debit card from MidFirst Bank. Get your OSU debit card free with any MidFirst Bank personal checking account. Plus, MidFirst offers OSU credit cards, gift cards, and OSU checks. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to MidFirst.com/Cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Back at Slim Chickens for the Coach Gundy Radio Show tonight. Glad you're with us. This will be the final show of the year for football. We will reconvene. Oh, I'm sorry. We have some audience members here that are just shaking their head in disbelief. We may have to add to just keep everybody happy. Coach may have to do this at the bowling alley or something just to keep people happy. But at any rate, this is the last show of the year. We may have a bowl game show. We'll let you know on that as time progresses. And then the basketball show, of course, we've had two shows already. Those are actually taped at 11:30 in the morning on Thursdays and aired in the evening. So that's the way we approach that, just so you know. Anyway, Coach Gundy is with us here. First, I have to thank you for the ride Friday night. Let's start there. Appreciate the lift. Let us do basketball and then go to Morgantown. We're going to be in debt to you a while for that one. But we really appreciate that.
Well, it worked out good for all of us, and you guys were able to do basketball and then jump in the plane and make our way to West Virginia. We got fortunate early in the week. I had concerns about the weather.
Yeah.
The forecast was not near as appealing on Monday and Tuesday as it was as the week progressed. And so that's why early in the week I wasn't for sure whether we were going to be able to fly out late Friday night. Sometimes the small jets can't get in those mountains and land
right.
If the weather's not or the conditions aren't good enough. So once we realized that the weather worked out for us, then we were able to do that. If you can't fly in, it's a long drive.
Yes, we decided without one of those Jetsons cars that folds up and flies, weren't going to make it.
Yeah, so it's different than if you were playing TCU or Kansas or Kansas State or even Tech.
Sure.
You could always jump in a car and go, but not to West Virginia. So, but it worked out. We were able to catch a plane and get there, and we had a good flight. It was like only 1:50 or something.
Yeah.
Right? So, it was a quick flight, and get in bed at 2:30 or something, whatever time it was, 2:30 or 3. But it worked out good for everybody, and a good weekend, and team played well, so it was good to get the win and head back this direction.
Yeah, game worked out well. And, I mean, obviously you were concerned about West Virginia's defense because, as you had said, when they weren't turning the ball over offensively, their defense was playing well enough to keep them in games. So did it kind of unfold maybe the way you thought it might? It might take a little time to get some traction on offense with Drew starting for the first time, and then defensively it looked like you figured some things out. I mean, were you really not all that surprised it kind of went the way it did, or were you surprised?
We talked about it being a fourth quarter game, and then we had to have the approach that at times it was it's okay to punt and play the game. Again, when we had this show at this time last week, the weather forecast was not good at all. They were talking about freezing rain maybe or somewhat heavy rain, which can change a game in certain ways. You have to play differently. So it became a fourth quarter game, and defense was able to make big plays. We were sound in special teams, and we were excellent discipline-wise. We only had two penalties. One of them, I didn't think it was a good call. Rodarius and the receiver got their feet tangled up.
Yeah.
He didn't touch him. But that's going to happen. But regardless, two penalties for 25 yards and no turnovers.
There you go.
You give yourself a chance to win, and defense continues to play well. And, the interesting point in that game is, and I told the team this tonight, the game was won in the second quarter on a goal line stand.
Sure was.
And people don't realize that because it was in the second quarter. People don't pay a lot of attention to things like that. But the ball was actually on the 2-inch line, maybe the 1-inch line. And in all of my years of football, I have never seen that happen, the video of it. And when the ball was so close to the goal line that it looked like a rugby scrum, you can pull it up and watch it on our video. Mm-hmm. And everybody's down low because of the quarterback sneak.
Yep.
And there's like 10 helmets, 12 helmets almost touching each other. You can't even see the goal line. And all the helmets, for the most part, are over the goal line. And everybody's just like a rugby scrum. And the ball's snapped and everybody's piling up and guys are jumping on and the quarterback's – I mean, it happened time after time, and we stopped him, and then they got the penalty.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
huge.
And then Trace got pressure on the quarterback and hit his arm, and they've had to kick a field goal. So what that allowed us to do was kick a field goal late in the game.
Yep.
when it was fourth and one or whatever, you know, most people wanted to go for it, but we couldn't because we needed to kick the field goal, make it a 7-point game. At that point, that allowed us to say, hey, Jim, you can blitz all you want. If it doesn't work and they score, it's only going to be a tie game.
Right.
And I guess they could have gone for two, but I would say that'd probably be a pretty low chance they would do that at home.
Sure.
So that allowed us to play much more aggressive defensively in that last 5 minutes of the game, and our blitz is what put us in position to win. And that you go all the way back to the second quarter when we had that goal line stand, and our guys just never gave up. And I have not seen that. I have not seen two plays that were on the one-inch line with 20 guys scrumming in there. You can't see anything, and they didn't let them get an inch. So that was a pretty good accomplishment for our guys, and we all learned a good lesson in how to approach and never give in, and they jumped off sides and took themselves out. So that was a pretty neat part of the game for the team. And Eamon played really well, like we thought. He had 11 tackles and 4 for a loss, and had 2 quarterback hurries. And then offensively, Drew Brown was the player of the game. He was very, very efficient and very effective, took care of the football. And then special teams was Kanayan Williams. Kanayan was fantastic on coverage units in the game for us. So it was really a good win for the guys. And, you know, I'd mentioned this to I don't know if I guess I didn't to you after the game. I didn't see you. But, you know, the stadium was not – it was more surreal and peace and quiet than it ever has been any time we've ever been there.
Yeah, there weren't many people there.
Well, I didn't realize it was – their students are gone.
Yes.
And then you had the combination of the weather was below average, the students were gone home, and it was early morning kick.
Yeah.
Because normally when we go to the game – we go down that hill and then up that big hill before we turn to go in the stadium.
Right.
That two-lane road is lined with tailgaters and people. There wasn't anybody there.
No, there was not.
And then in the stadium, it was real quiet because there wasn't a lot of excitement that was generated by their offense. And so all of those things worked out well for us, and our guys took advantage of it and played really well and played disciplined football. And, those are kind of the ingredients to a victory.
Yeah, they called the attendance 46,000. I would guess there probably weren't more than 31,000 in the house. I don't think it was half. Right. If it was half full, they were lucky. Upper deck was not very
usually
full.
They have a big student section, and obviously most of them were gone home.
Yeah, and so that's kind of how it worked out. How hard has it been? Obviously, you made the decision to do it, but you're talking about the fact that it's okay to punt. And you, of course, not like you haven't punted in previous years, but your approach offensively was quite a bit different. Has that been a challenge at all to change your temperament and even the temperament of your coaches that, hey, let's just we'll kick it and play defense? That's not how you functioned before.
No, it's not. And there'll be a time when we're back in that. Right now, that's just not what's best for our team. Over the last, month or 5 weeks or so, for us to play a little slower, has helped us function as an offense, and certainly has helped our defense. So we wanted to play smart football on third down. You look at so many games where the teams in this league that lose the turnover battle are losing. The only exception is Oklahoma. Oklahoma's had a couple, 3 games where they've lost the turnover battle and they still won.
Right.
But the high percentage in this league is if you lose a turnover margin, then you don't win the games in most cases. So we've been a more effective team with our style of play right now, and made better decisions in situations like that, which allows you to use the term that it's okay to punt when, we never wanted to punt forever. I mean, everything was attack. And it will be again at some point when we get to that position where we're kind of ready for it.
The Iowa State game is the game when you started huddling and the play count number went down. I think it was 55 for Iowa State, I think, in snaps, and 56 for TCU. And the last 4 games, the average has been, I think, 62 snaps per game on offense, which is down from, I want to say, mid to high 70s prior to the Iowa State game, offensive plays per game. So what was the final straw, so to speak, that snapped, that made you decide, all right, we got to slow this thing down. Was there a moment? Was it a collection of things? I mean, what pushed you in between Baylor and Iowa State to say, okay, we got to change?
Well, we had a couple things. The first being there was we've always been concerned with signals and with technology, with video, the availability of your opponents to steal signals is a concern. And the second thing is it allows Chuba to stay in the game more because he gets that 20 or 25 second rest in between plays in the huddle. And we're getting good play from LD, but we're certainly a better team if he's in the huddle. Those two things kind of pushed us in that direction. And then after that point, we started to play better, function a little better. Spencer had a little time to think more, being young. Mm-hmm. And then the defense benefited from it. So once you got to that point and we started playing pretty well, you just don't feel like you could change. You know?
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about the signal thievery, for lack of a better term. They were discussing on television last night during the Oklahoma game, even Gary Patterson has become concerned about it to the point where he used cards last night for the first time in his career because I probably shouldn't say it this way, but it's become a rampant thing in the Big 12. At some point, you guys kind of have to fight back.
Yeah, it's becoming an issue, and a lot of this is based on technology.
Yeah.
There's different ways people have. There's a lot of cameras out there, different ways to video. Video signal guys, match it up with the plays, TV games, so on and so forth. There's a number of guys that are changing things based on the signals. You know, we talked about it. I think we talked about it last week. But, you know, you're seeing it in big leagues. You know, there's some debate over whether the Astros.
Oh, Major League Baseball. Heck, yeah.
Now, there's no rule that says you can't steal signals.
Right.
So if you steal them now, I think they're into a different category. Supposedly they were using teleprompters in the dugout
something. Yeah, and then they smashed the dugout
the
trash
sound.
Can.
Right.
Yeah,
so I think if they're using teleprompters, that might be a little different. But so it's not a matter of it's against the rules. It's just a matter of if there's a chance that it's happening, which I think there's enough talk out there that makes you think it could be happening. Well, then you can't afford to go into a game. And what happens, Dave, with coaches is when we finish this week's game, everybody's going to go out recruiting except for the teams in the championship game. So you've got 10 teams that play in championship games, and then the other 120 or however many there are in the Power 5, not 120, the other 60 in the Power 5 conferences, we're all out recruiting. And there's 10 guys out recruiting, so you're talking about 500 coaches or so.
Right.
And they're all going out recruiting, and then, you know, they end up staying. Most, you know, you're in Dallas, you're in Houston, you're in San Antonio, and they all stay at the same hotels. They get in late at night from their visits, go down and sit at the restaurant and, you know, or have a beer, whatever. And there'd be six, eight, ten of them in every place from different schools, but they all know each other.
Sure they do.
Half of them have worked on the same staff at some point in their life.
Yep.
So there's been times that you're sitting there and that subject will get brought up and you'll have one of them say, you know, when I was at Nevada Tech in 2009 and we played you, you know, we had all your signals. Well, that's a bad feeling.
Oh, I can't imagine. Your eyes probably want to pop out of your head.
Well, and so you're saying, and they're saying, you know, we had every one of your signals. So we knew all your plays before you guys ran them. And so you're sitting around there and you're, that's not a very good feeling. And you think back to, well, I wish that wouldn't have happened for the players. So the reason you're in these situations today is you don't want to put all this work in and all this effort and everything, and then the other team's got your signals. You know, we owe it to our team to make sure that doesn't happen.
Sure.
Because that has happened. I have heard that conversation between guys at times, and we had all your signals.
Oh, I know there's been some games where you've been especially concerned about what went down. I don't think he'd mind me sharing this. We were talking to Jim Knowles about this topic after the Iowa State game when you guys changed things up. When he made the comment, he's like, gosh, nobody did this in the ACC. He said, I never had to worry about this. It may be one team, but nobody did it. And he says, now I have to be concerned about it with good reason. Of course, I looked at him and said, Coach, it's middle America.
Yeah.
We'll hit you with a ball bat over the head to win a football game. I mean, this is just how it works around here. This is serious business. But it's interesting. Yeah. It seems to be a big thing in the Big 12, and perhaps based on that comment, not as big a thing in some other places.
Well, it's not. And you, the other thing you have is, to a certain extent, you have desperation with the defenses in this league for the last 10 or 12 years. Now, defenses are catching up a little now, but you go back to 2019? You go back to about 2017, all the way back 10 years, and defenses are just hanging on for their life. They're trying anything they can to get an advantage on an offense. And that's why it's this way in this league, because guys are, you know, if they get any chance at all to slow teams down, they're going to have to do it. I doubt they were that concerned about it in the ACC.
That's what he said. So. It's a very interesting topic, very interesting conversation. Controversial, the whole shooting match.
And the other thing is, Dave, is when you know this, the coaches in this league have gone all to all different teams.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know about this year, but last year I had guys on 7 of the 10 teams in this league that worked for me at one time. They were on 7 other teams in the Big 12. So they know, you know,
sure.
That information's out there.
Yeah, really interesting topic. Time for a break. A reminder, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the Student Union or at any of 5 Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive West End Zone store. Or you can always shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. Live from Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Oakley Fence is proud to celebrate 50 years of building quality fence and security throughout North Central and Central Oklahoma. We install fence for all needs, such as wood privacy, ornamental iron, and chain link, as well as gates and operators. Oakley fences are handcrafted from the ground up with attention to every detail. Put the same fence on your property that you see across the OSU campus. Trust Oakley Fence. Oakley Fence, the fence professionals in North Central and Central Oklahoma for the last 50 years.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
Clunk, 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 clunk.
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give you your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You can depend on your Tempstar dealer to keep your home and family comfortable all summer long. Whether it's a spring tune-up or a midsummer emergency repair call, our customers enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a reliable relationship with a rock-solid service partner. Make Tempstar your first choice for outstanding cooling products and solutions. Visit Tempstar online at Tempstar.com to find a dealer near you. Tempstar, quality you can feel.
OSU football game weekends are special, but there's a way that fans can make their trips to Stillwater even more enjoyable by becoming a non-resident member at Stillwater Country Club. Non-resident members enjoy all the benefits that local members enjoy, but at a significantly reduced cost. You can get in a round of golf or enjoy a wonderful meal during your game weekend, and you can enjoy that meal in a quiet, uncrowded atmosphere that you won't find anywhere else on OSU game day. Come join the fun by becoming a non-resident member at Stillwater Country Club.
Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with us for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. From Slim Chickens at Learfield IMG College. If you have a question, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. So Chuba Hubbard yesterday rushes for 106 yards on 26 carries, but he also has 7 catches for 88 yards. What has maybe precipitated the success of the screen game to him the last couple of weeks?
Well, the first to start with this week is when Drew's in, they're not going to play his backside as much because they don't, Spencer is different than him keeping the ball.
Sure.
So you're getting a lot of front side play with the defense, and they can track him more. So it's going to be harder for him to get yards at times. But one thing you can do is throw it to him, and we have in the last couple of weeks. And so he's had, you know, basically a 200-yard day yesterday. And he wasn't far away from the last game from being total at 200. So his total, he's rushed for 1,800 yards, I think, right?
Over 1,800.
1,830 or 1,840 or something. Mm-hmm. And then his receptions are over 200. I'm almost, I think he's close to that.
Yeah, and it's really jumped up, of course, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so he's, you know, he's going to have, he's already over 2,000 yards. As a running back.
Right, right.
And so, you know, obviously he's had a tremendous year. But just based on some of the things that we're doing that, you know, you can throw it to him, and if we get it executed right, then he's out in space with the football, which is a good thing.
How's he holding up?
He's doing good. I say that. I mean, he's beat up like everybody at the 12th game of the year, particularly at a running back that's had 300 carries.
Yeah.
So he's – you know, he's taken some hits but he's playing, and you know, once this game's complete, we'll let him rest for a couple weeks. We'll practice and do some things, but he won't do anything. His body needs to recover along with a lot of the others, but his in particular, from, you know, the shots that they take, so much different than any other position. So, long story short, he's doing good. He's had a fantastic year. And I think, I don't know, when do the announcements come out to who gets to go to New York City?
You know what? I need to check on that. I haven't checked.
But isn't that prior to?
I think it's prior to the championship games, I think.
So it'll be, I bet it'll be Sunday.
Yeah, I need to actually check on that. I have not, embarrassingly. Yeah. You're talking about the impact of Spencer Sanders, what it does positively for Chuba Hubbard as far as the run game's concerned. Of course, Spencer's a very good runner in his own right, Spencer Sanders, who is now injured. But is there something that Drew Brown can offer that maybe Spencer cannot?
Well, experience.
Yeah.
No, Drew's played, 26, 27 games, something like that?
Yep.
And so he has experience. And you and I talked about this last week. And we saw that happen in the game where he managed and handled the game really well.
Yeah.
And that experience that he brings into the table is certainly worth it.
And he obviously has played enough to where, you know, adding to the experience element, he kind of probably knows what he's seeing most of the time. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm guessing most first-year guys, sometimes they know what they're seeing. Sometimes they're kind of seeing ghosts.
No, that's right. There's a lot going on out there. And so the best term for that is the game slows down a little bit for him. It moves pretty fast for young guys.
He seems to be really popular with the guys, Drew, that is.
Sure, sure, yeah. They really like him. And, you know, the old saying, everybody loves the backup quarterback. And with him, because he's an extremely hard worker. And, you know, I'll personally and us will forever be in debt to him for his willingness to come here. And then when it didn't work out and he said, okay, I'm staying and I'm going to fight and I'm going to do everything for Oklahoma State. And you don't see a lot of that nowadays, particularly at the quarterback position.
Right.
You know, we talk about the portal a lot. And, you know, with the portal, guys are coming and going, and even more so quarterbacks, because that's the one position where if you're stuck behind a guy, you're kind of stuck behind a guy. And that's why, you know, I'm all for those guys if they want to move. I mean, I don't like it, but I don't see a problem in it, particularly a quarterback.
Sure.
And he stayed. And it's going to benefit him. You know, the things we do in life and how we handle situations and adversity and all those things that matter. You know, he's proven that he can handle adversity, and when things don't go his way, he's going to continue to work hard. And when he gets out in the real world, the professional world, he's going to be a valuable asset to some company for that reason, or some coaching staff. I think he wants to coach. So he's paid his dues, and it's going to work out for him in the long run.
You know, it's interesting. It's so hard now for any quarterback to survive the year and not miss a game. I mean, good grief, you look across the Big 12, just about everybody every year has to play somebody else at quarterback due to injury. And here's the thing. I don't know if there's any reason for this or even if it matters, but you started three freshman quarterbacks on a regular basis since you've been head coach. Bobby Reed is a redshirt freshman. Would have been, I guess, your first year 05. Mm-hmm. Wes Lunt, a true freshman in 2012. And Spencer Sanders this year. None of those three lasted the year. They all got hurt.
That's right.
Now, again, is there a correlation? I don't know. You would probably be able to answer that. But it's, you know what? Number two guy's probably going to have to play at some point. Probably even more so if you have a young guy, a freshman playing, I guess.
There's no question it is. Their bodies just aren't as mature and ready. And even when you look at this league this year, OU's playing with a mature kid. He's a fifth-year kid, I think, or whatever, fourth year.
Yeah, and he's huge.
And he's held up.
Yep.
And he's been punished. I mean, they've run him and run him and run him and run him and run him, and he's been hit and hit and hit and hit. And one thing you can say about that kid is he takes punishment and keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Kid at Baylor just got knocked, got a concussion, knocked out. I think that's about his third one.
Yeah.
He had a couple last year.
Yeah, he's been knocked around.
And so he got another one.
Tech lost their guy.
Tech lost theirs. And the guy at Iowa State survived this year.
Yep.
But he got beat up last year.
Yes, he did.
The Kansas State quarterback, who's been hurt throughout his career.
Yep.
This year, he's a senior.
Yeah.
And he stayed. He made it.
Yeah.
So you see guys. West Virginia's guy, I know they replaced the quarterback, but he got knocked out of a couple games too.
Yeah.
Early in the year.
Yes.
So the veteran guys, I should say, are definitely more durable than the young guys. And it's a tough world out there for those guys.
We'll take a break. And a reminder, Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses, proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. If you have a question for Coach, send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. From Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
I'm so glad the farmer's market is back. Which stand do you want to hit up first?
Pickle stand. Oh, but they don't take debit cards.
Oh, man.
It's fine. Bank of Oklahoma has ATMs on pretty much every block. So anyway, we'll def get some pickles and see an ATM.
Yep, more than 450 free ATMs statewide. Number 3 on the 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
The Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Brahms Bacon Mushroom Swiss Burger and Chicken Sandwiches are making a comeback. All loaded with unmatched flavor and savory goodness that every burger lover can appreciate. Mushrooms seasoned and marinated to perfection. Crisp strips of bacon and real Swiss cheese make this burger stand out against the crowd. And did we mention you can get it as a grilled or crispy chicken sandwich? Hungry yet? Get to your neighborhood Brahms for a Bacon Mushroom Swiss Burger or Chicken Sandwich today.
Bob Moore Kia Buick GMC and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stuff.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
We continue from Slim Chickens, the Coach Gundy radio show tonight. Glad you're with us as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy football. Well, your thoughts on Oklahoma. Bedlam's next.
Yeah, obviously they're a really good team. They won a bunch of games, and they're pretty much a one-man show with their quarterback. The amount of carries that he has, and then obviously if they throw it, he's throwing it. They've run him and continue to run him, and he has taken hit after hit after hit after hit, and he keeps going. You have to give him credit for his durability and his willingness to continue to run and just take those hits like he has. But there's no secret in game plan wise. You got to stop him.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
you got to be around him.
And
he's either got the ball, obviously, and running it, and I think I need to look, but I did a little bit of it today. I'll do most of it tonight. But I think he's got three times the amount of carries as anybody on his team.
Wow.
Rushing the ball. So he's a one-man show. Everything they do is based on him. And when they're in situations, when they're in games, Dave, where they're, you know, like league play, forget the preseason, but when they were in games that that mattered and where it was, you know, competitive, he's carrying the ball 3 to 4 times more than anybody else on the team. So, you know, forget that some of the preseason games or blowouts they had.
Right.
I'm sure they felt like they needed to protect him. But in the last, let's just say from Texas on, I'm just going off that, he's carrying the ball three times more than anybody else on the field. That's a lot, especially for a quarterback who also throws the ball. I'm talking about rushing the ball. Like I think the other day, I haven't got to all the tape yet, but I know because of our situation, they played Baylor the other night, and our game was over. So I saw.
Right.
I think I watched most of the first half. And I think he had 23 carries in the first half, rushes.
Baylor went after him first
Baylor
half.
Baylor went after
like.
Him, yeah. So he's become a one-man show, and they're riding that horse, and he's doing a good job. He's a good player. Defensively, they're much improved. Their scheme's different than what it is. The new coordinator they have, he's come in, and they're very sound. They're playing a kind of a three-down technique with a stand-up guy, which to a certain extent is four-down, basically. He's just standing up. And they're playing, a two-shell behind it where they'll blitz you and play some man, zone pressure, and play some three. They'll play some split safeties. So good football team. Our guys will be excited. I'll meet with them tonight when we go to – we practice here a little bit and visit with them a little bit, but – Need to have some good, clean practices. Need to be simple and sound. We can play fast. Let our guys play fast. Let them enjoy the game. I think it's a night game, right?
It is.
So, you know, we'll have a – this place will be a madhouse. You know, it'll be full, and it'll be orange, and there'll be people going crazy, and tailgating will start probably mid-morning on Saturday, and they'll start rolling in those big buses they drive up here by the track stadium. You know, I see them coming in, and I just noticed the other day that place was packed. It doesn't look like they even have any vacancy over there.
Yeah, the RVs come rolling in.
Yeah, so it'll be a full house. And it'll be a lot of fun. I know our team or coaches will be excited about competing in that game.
The season that this reminds me of, a fair amount, from an Oklahoma State standpoint, and I hope Bedlam turns out this way, it's 2002. That was the year that Josh Fields was the first year's full-time starter at quarterback. It's the year that Kevin Williams went on a seven-game, you know, multi-opponent wrecking spree when nobody could block him. Mm-hmm. But Josh Fields, like Spencer Sanders, turned the ball over early in the year. As he gained experience, that went away.
Right.
And then the defense got better. And I don't know. That's a long time ago. I don't know if you would remember that. But this team kind of has that feel to it. That team got hot at the end, mm-hmm. got better on defense, quit turning it over on offense, ended up beating Oklahoma and Bedlam. Mm-hmm. This team's kind of gone down that same track. That's just what my memory says. Kind of similar.
There's a lot of truth to that. And, you know, the game was different back then in that we protected quarterbacks based on formations and our ability to rush the football. Mm-hmm. And there's some – even though we're in different formations now, there is some similarities with Chuba because we had Tatum Bell back then. And
he's a home run guy.
Yeah, Les was here, and we were under the center and rushing the ball. And there are – I hadn't thought about that, but there's some similarities there based on the maturity of the quarterback and as they progress. And then defensively, we started playing a little better. Bill Clay was a coordinator back then, I think.
Yes, he was.
And we started playing better, you know, and all that's worked out. And as the season went on, we got a little bit better. So it was good stuff.
Yeah, I just think back, too, you were playing multiple tight ends in. You had two NFL guys at tight end, mm-hmm. Billy Badgman and Charlie Johnson. Of course, Charlie ended up being a tackle in the NFL. Of course, and that team had a lot of talent. And a lot of guys returned the next year. It's just interesting that there aren't maybe – it's not exactly the same, but more similarities than you might think.
No question about it. So, from that point on, we progressed and got better and better. And so – you know, I'm excited about, you know, where we're at and how we're playing. And, you know, it's fun to play defense the way we're playing right now.
Sure.
And this will be a great challenge this week. You know, this is the best offensive team that we've played, obviously because, you know, their quarterback. And it'll be a great challenge, and it'll be a lot of fun.
You know, I shared this at the beginning of the show, but I'll share it with you on the air just to see if you have a thought on it. By winning yesterday, this team now one of only four in the Big 12 in the last 10 years that has started four seniors or less on offense and defense and won eight or more games. Your team in 2015 did it, and then Texas in 2012, OU in 2010.
This is since when?
Since in the last 10 years.
Really?
So that's a hard thing to do. People will think, well, it's not that big of a deal. You know, everybody's young at some point. You start four or less seniors and you win eight games, it doesn't happen very often. I mean, it is a big deal.
Yeah, you know, that's a very interesting statistic. I didn't know that, but experience is so important. And when you're, you know, when you don't have a lot of guys out there like that, they struggle playing on the road. They get caught up in things that don't play a factor in the game. So that's an interesting statistic. And it'll be nice next year to have a bunch of guys back.
Oh, yeah. Could be a lot of fun to have a whole lot of guys back. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll take a break, come back with more. We're live at Slim Chickens. And, of course, if you need help this weekend for Bedlam, you know, it's Bedlam. You don't want to even mess with cooking or tailgating. You just say, to heck with the tailgating thing, and somebody else can do it. Well, Slim Chickens is your place. Give them a call. Ask for the tailgate pack or whatever you need. They'll hook you up, and then you can just – do whatever the heck you want to do and not mess with cooking. I know that rubs some people the wrong way, but hey, it's Thanksgiving weekend. It's eat and be lazy. So you can be lazy and let these guys do the cooking on Saturday for game day, or even on Friday if you're watching a game. Slim Chickens here north of Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater. Back with more after this. It's Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back. It's Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College, wrapping things up on this Sunday night. I'm glad you're with us. So what's the plan for the preparation week with Thanksgiving on Thursday? How's that changed things up?
The only thing that we'll do differently is practice early, mid-morning on Thursday, so the local guys can get out of town by one-ish to get somewhere. I have asked them if I would like them to not drive more than, 2 hours away. They buddy up and they go with each other. They've done a great job with that. We provide something for them here, but most of them will buddy up with the players that are within a 2 hour drive. So they can get somewhere by 3 or 4, hang out for 3 hours, and then they're back by 10-ish. It concerns me when I don't like them driving at night, and I just worry about them. And so I have to give them that parent speech about stay in the right lane, don't pass on two lanes, all that same stuff.
Don't drive when you're sleeping.
Yeah, and put your phone up, and all the same things that my kids roll their eyes at. But I feel inclined to tell them. So that's what our plan is, and it usually works really good. Most all of them will go somewhere with somebody. And then we will convene on Friday as normal. that'll be the procedure will be the same way it would be if we right. didn't have Thanksgiving.
Right. Family gathering for you?
Well, my side will do, we'll go to my mom's house on Thursday, at 4 o'clock or something. I'm not sure what it'll be. And then she will do the other side at her house on Friday. One of the issues, with the good thing that everybody lives here local, but one of the issues is on holidays, you almost have to split it up.
So, sure.
So it works out good for both sides. That's always my favorite holiday anyway, because you get together and you eat and you're around family and friends and people, and you get to, and plus football's on, because
sure.
I'm sure the Lions will be playing, right?
Of course, they always are, and the Cowboys.
And then you don't have to worry about gifts.
True.
You got all the pressure on Christmas and gifts and opening things and throwing stuff away and loading stuff up. And
yeah, but I kind of like that.
Yeah, and I figured you did. But Thanksgiving, you just sit around and watch ball and eat, and then you don't have to carry a bunch of stuff around, and it's pretty good.
A lot to be said for that.
Yep.
A lot
good,
to be
good
said
holiday,
for that.
Yep.
Well, we hope you have a good holiday. Good preparation week. Congratulations on this great run. And we'll put them out there Saturday and see if we can make it five in a row.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners out there. And
yeah.
We all have a lot of things to be thankful for, and we need to remember that. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody this week, and looking forward to a full house on Saturday night.
That sounds good. That's okay. Coach Gundy. I'm Dave Hunziker, and we'll be back to wrap things up in a moment. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name. Oh, yeah.
At Charlie's Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized, face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We continue from the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Remember, OSU games call for nothing less than a taste of Tostitos. Score some points with your friends this weekend for Bedlam by breaking out the Tostitos. So let's sort of run through what the game plan is this week. We've got a busy week, and so we hope you'll take the time to spend some of your Thanksgiving week with us. So here's what's up. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll have Cowboy basketball from Brooklyn, Oklahoma State and Syracuse in the preseason NIT. So we'll have that coverage for you coming up Wednesday evening. Then Friday in Brooklyn, Oklahoma State will face either Ole Miss or Penn State in the preseason NIT. And, of course, we'll have to wait the outcome of that contest between Penn State and Ole Miss. We'll have that game for you on Friday. It'll be Friday evening here on the network, time obviously to be determined. Then Saturday, John and I will return on the basketball team charter on Saturday morning to be back in time for Bedlam. That coverage starts at 5 from the Stone Wolf Casino with Adam Hildebrandt, Deanna Mahdi, and Clint Shelf, and Robert and John and I will be on the air as well. And so we'll have that going on Saturday evening. So lots going on. It's a busy week. It's a fun week. The Cowboy basketball team off to a good start. As far as our network is concerned, women's basketball, men's basketball, football, it's been no loss November. Haven't lost a game. So, Yahtzee, that's a good thing. See if we can keep that going. But we're going up to the high-stakes poker table, as we say, this week. Basketball facing two Power 5 conference opponents, Bedlam against Oklahoma. The women's basketball team getting into all kinds of big-time competition at their tournament this week. But, boy, what a great win they had yesterday as they just demolished Rice in Galagaraiba Arena. A very good Rice team. Jim Littell's team defensively is very, very good. They just need a little bit of offense, and they will have a memorable season. So that's very important to keep an eye on as well. So lots going on. Hope you'll spend some time with us. Of course, as I mentioned, we've got Bedlam coming up on Saturday, all the festivities that go with that. So hope you're in Stillwater, even if you don't have a ticket. Got a special concert coming up. Lots of things to be excited about. In the meantime, hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a great Bedlam week. We'll be with you Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Big thanks to our producer all year, Carsten Melton, for his awesome work on this show. I'm Dave Hunziker. That's it for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. This has been Coach Gundy's Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E, power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.